Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I wanna get you in the Georgia Dome on a 50-yard line while the Dirty Birds kick the tree. And if you like it in the club, we can do it in the DJ booth or in the back of the VIP. Whipped cream with cherries and strawberries on top, nigga, don't stop. Keep the door locked, don't knock, while the boat rock. We go bots and robots, so they gotta wait till the show stops. Or how about on the beach with black sand? Lick up your thigh and call me the Pac-Man.
You ever see a beach with black sand in person?
No, neither. That man ain't ludicrous.
I think it's like a volcanic thing.
In the public bathroom or in the back of the classroom, however you want it.
Last time I was in Laguna Beach in California, they had some somewhat black sand out there.
That'd be cool. I bet it's real hot, though. I bet, like, it absorbs a lot of heat. Although, white sand absorbs the hell out of some heat, too, and that's hot.
Man, I don't have it in me to actually bring up. Never mind. I'm not even going to say it. You just mentioned the beach, and there's a traumatic story about about the beach from the East Coast.
A traumatic beach story?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
there's a lady who threw a puppy in the water in the beach. Did you see that story?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did the puppy live?
It's time for It's Okay, It's Not Okay on Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, I just found out a puppy got thrown in the water at the beach in the East Coast.
Yeah, not cool. Throw the person in the water, not the puppy.
That's what I'm saying, right?
I'm sorry to bring it up. It's just when something gets on my mind, it's wedged right in there. So when you said beach, I automatically just thought, you know, puppy murderer.
Humans litter, not dogs.
What East Coast beach that happened at? That happened at Cocoa Beach with a chocolate fish?
This was, it was actually up near East Coast, up near Savannah, Tybee Island in Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
What? Just don't give me the bad news.
Okay.
Give me good news. We're talking to this guy, John, right now, and he's a new listener.
Okay.
That's the good news.
New listener, yeah. Cool. Been listening to you guys now for 3 weeks. Is awesome.
Thank you.
Just relocated to Tampa.
Appreciate it.
Great show.
How'd you find out about us? Because we don't advertise, so you must have been, like, flipping through the stations, and then you heard a couple of dudes talking.
I just miss good old talk radio, to be honest with you, and just, you know, like, unbiased. All around.
Oh, we got bias. Don't get it twisted. We got bias, just not your traditional bias. We're not like, oh, I'm liberal. Oh, I'm conservative. We have biases, but they're just not drawn down, you know, party lines.
Well, if the underwear's dirty, flip it upside down and wear it again, and there you go. You know, that type of mentality. But anyways, not like, you know, from the Biden perspective, right? You know, I born in the U.S., but I grew up in the Caribbean for 30 years, and I really didn't get involved that much in politics, but until I moved back up about 10 years ago. And it's just, you know, here, the extremes from one president over the last probably 10, 15 years to now, it's just become, to me, you know, someone saying way too much and not thinking before they speak, to now it's one of those, let's not talk about it. No, you need to be, you know, transparent, in my opinion. Yeah. Just, you know, you're the leader of the country, that you got voted in to be the leader of the country.
Oh.
You should be informed of this information already, and you shouldn't be surprised about it, and you need to be able to speak in front of the public.
Yeah. And I get it. He's a little bit older, and I know that and I'm not using this as an excuse. I'm just saying that, like, President Biden has overcome a stuttering problem, as I stutter and explain that. So I know that the brain works a little differently, and he likes to be prepared for stuff. I just like to think that the right president would see reporters assembled and go, "Hey guys, I got a couple minutes here in front of my good buddy Boris here. What you got for me?"
Yeah. There may be someone that says, "Hey, you can, here's your speech, here's this," and may write it for them. Cool. But, you know, if you're supposed to be at this top and then the lineup, you're supposed to be prepped to be put on the spot and respond. And if you get caught off guard, then there's some underlying issues is my point.
Right on. Where'd you move down here from, my man?
We were in Tennessee for 8 years, but I grew up in the Cayman Islands for 30. So,
I'm sorry. You grew up?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry I said that.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I had
it's not Cayman. It's Cayman, but anyways.
Is it really? Is it pronounced Cayman Islands?
Yes, Cayman Islands.
Cayman Islands. All right, that completely changes it.
Well, that ruins the joke.
Yeah, but I mean, you know.
I could take it, man. It's cool. You guys are great.
You really expect us to believe that's where you're from?
The Cayman Islands?
What else you want? Well, you want me to come by there and show you status?
No,
we believe you.
Yeah, right. Came in my ass.
On top of that, I'm going to give you something. My last name is Lovingood.
Hell yeah. Thank you.
Loving good?
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Is it okay or not okay not to charge these awful, scumbag, negligent parents who say they're distracted by work and let their kids die in hot cars?
I
am so sick of seeing these stories. September 1st. South Carolina, Bryson and Braden McDaniel, supposed to be brought to daycare in Blythewood, a suburb of Columbia, the gem of the ocean. The boys were left in the back seat of a vehicle, twin 20-month-old boys were left for more than 9 hours. Leon Lott, the sheriff, said the boy's father thought he took them to daycare. He drove to the daycare center to pick up the boys. I guess they were in the back seat the entire time he drove to the daycare center. Sheriff Lott said the father was under some intense pressure at work that really had his mind somewhere else that day.
Well, that should be a crime.
Yeah.
You know, from what I can tell, and I'm not a parent, so I know that I understand that, but you don't have that luxury as a parent. You don't get to have your mind go somewhere else.
No. Your kid, no matter what's going on at work, your kid is your number one, two, and three priority. And if you allow that to slip, you're a criminal. And if you allow it to slip and those kids befall harm.
So the coroner said that the children were in rear-facing car seats.
Okay.
Which, I mean, maybe, but you're talking about human lives. And I don't know how you forget that the two beings that are supposed to be your entire world are sitting 3 feet away from you in the back of your truck. And I just don't. And I feel bad for this guy. If it was just a straight up mistake, my heart aches for him, but that doesn't make it any better and make me feel like this guy should be charged with something.
If you're a good parent, you cannot forget that your kids are in your car when you go to work or go anywhere. We all get distracted, but if you are a good parent, you always, without fail, check that car seat to see if your kid's in the car before you go to work, before you go to school, before you go to the bar, before you go anywhere.
So do you see this happening? Not see this happening, but you obviously have a son. So do you, for the maybe someone who doesn't have children with the busy life that can come along with it, like, do you understand how it happens? Because I do feel that some people go, well, you just can't understand if you don't have kids.
I have kids, and I still don't understand how this could happen.
And I don't either. And, I mean, it really seems like the investigation had a lot to do with what was going on at work. So, I mean, a lot of people have busy lives and maybe their work is life or death. What if you're going in for brain surgery? That means every single day of your life, you can say, I've got a lot on my plate for work. So if you forget about your kids, but you had a busy day at work, then you're good to go if they die.
I am not the best parent in the world. I'm not even the best parent on my street, probably. My son is 18, and last night I begged him to stay home instead of driving over to his girlfriend's house because it was raining real bad outside.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what you do. I made him text me when he got there. I texted him 30 minutes after he left the house to say, where are you? Are you safe? It can't happen. There's no such thing as forgotten baby syndrome. There is such thing as negligent parents who kill their kids. 727-579-1025. What's up, Frico Suave?
What's going on, beautifuls?
Everything is good, dude. How you doing, El Guapo?
You know, I'm living the dream. Don't know whose dream it is, but here I am. But no, it's definitely not okay not to charge them. It reminds me of that case. I don't really, and forgive me, I don't know what happened about with it, but the one in Palm Harbor with that firefighter.
Yeah.
Nothing. I don't think anything happened to him on that. But I mean, look, I don't have kids, but I can't imagine being able to forget your child in the backseat of the car. You know what they wouldn't forget? Their cell phone. Everyone has their phone glued to them at all times. If they forgot their phone, they'd go back and check. I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and the Palm Harbor firefighter said that he was distracted because he was taking a test or something, and he pulled into his driveway and then left his kid in the car for 8 hours, and I don't think he was charged either. The kid's temperature was about 108 degrees when he was found. Troy Whitaker was the guy's name, arrested, charged with one count of aggravated manslaughter. I don't know whatever happened to that.
The worst thing about it is it's sad and it sucks that it has to come to that. But on a more positive note, I just want to congratulate you on your win today against Jacob Jukebox. That was a really difficult one.
Thanks, man. I really pulled that one out. It was a tough one, and I had to overcome not just Jacob's ability, but John's insistence that I lose. So I really feel like I was fighting an uphill battle, Frico. I appreciate you.
It was very apparent by the last category being 90s rock alternative. Clearly, totally against Drew Garabo by picking the sweetest of sweet spots.
I agree. Let's visit the Cayman Islands sometimes, guys. We'll go down there and have a party.
I love you, Frico. 727-579-1025. What's up, John?
Hey, Drew.
Hey, man. Is it okay or not okay not to charge a parent when their kid dies in a hot car because of their own negligence?
It's okay to charge them. When you have a child, it's a definite major purpose in life. And that day, that wasn't his definite major purpose. He was probably needed to get some kind of fix or something. Why would you do that?
He was at work, so I don't think it has anything to do with getting a fix.
Well, that's what's crazy is that I think the average, if you lived in a box and you didn't know that people were leaving their babies in hot cars all the time, I think the average mind would go, okay, well, this person's addicted to drugs.
Right.
This person has some sort of outstanding situation that made them forget they have two living beings trapped in their back car because it's a morbid thought. They can't get out.
No.
They're locked in a car seat. So, I mean, you would almost have to think that somebody that could do that is on drugs.
And the more we let these parents skate by saying they made a terrible mistake that they'll regret for the rest of their lives, the more this is going to continue to happen. I don't know if you could make stiff enough penalties to make parents who have a propensity to do something like this not to do it, but I can't help but think that letting them skate by with no legal repercussions allows this to continue to happen.
And I know this is something you can't even compare it to, but I think that the new benchmark of just kind of wild sentences is the kid here in Tampa who killed the mother and the child while driving on Bayshore.
Yeah.
And when you look at a kid like that, a young kid, 26 years in prison? Is that what he got?
Yeah.
For a terrible dumbass mistake and maybe one step worse than that. But a guy who actually, the lives that he was in charge of keeping, he couldn't do that, and his actions led to their death, it can walk free. Like when you look at some of the lack of balance in our justice system, it's hard to rationale.
Lexi, what's up?
Hi. I just want to say, it's heartbreaking.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Sorry about the connection. Ron, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, Drew. I'm like Monica. I have no kids, but every vehicle I've owned for the past probably 10 years has a baby mirror. And you also had to strap your child in a seat in the morning.
Two children.
And when you're driving down the road, are you not looking in your rearview mirror and seeing your baby mirror? and realize there's a child seat in the back seat.
Yeah.
No matter what you're thinking about.
I don't get it.
Park, you should see there's a child seat.
I agree.
Even if the children are not in the seat. I need to check the seats in the back, make sure the children are not there.
Yeah, it's so sad that the way they say you can prevent this is to throw your cell phone in the car seat. Because you care more about your cell phone than you do your kid.
Now, if it saves one child's life, I support it. But okay. Just the reality that we now have cars that have technology made so that you don't forget your child is one of the saddest realities that we face as humans. That people who have children struggle so much with remembering that they have children that we now have special technology to help you remember that you have living beings sitting in your back seat that you're responsible for.
I remember the first couple of years of my son's life, and it's overwhelming. You have a million things going on. You're trying to live your life. But what rules all of that is the fact that you're now a parent, and everything you do comes underneath your kid. So you can get, I have this doctor's appointment. Oh, my God, work wants me to come in for this. When you're driving someplace and your kids are in the car, there is no conceivable way a good parent forgets that his or her kids are in the goddamn car. What's up, Teddy?
Hey, Drew, how you doing, man? Listen, man, I'm going to have to tell you, man, I think they should fire this guy. Reason being, I work two jobs, brother, full-time and part-time. I get up at 5 in the morning.
Hell yeah.
Okay, I get my kids up, get them ready for school. I check up on them during the school year. During school, we text. Yeah. Making sure everything's okay.
Yeah.
I don't get home till 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I still talk to them. Damn. So somebody forget their child. That's hard for me to believe.
Me too, my man, and I salute you for busting your ass to try to make a better world for you and your kid. I know how hard it is, man, and keep it up. Your kid's going to thank you for it one day, man, and much respect.
Roger that.
Thanks, man. Shout out to Carl, by the way, regular listener, regular caller to the show, having a rough week at it. Just want to give him a special shout out, let you know we're thinking about you, Carl. We love you, buddy.
So I think maybe you and I have that same worrying gene. I think we probably got it from our mothers. That's what I think, is that we probably think about things even when we shouldn't think about things.
Uh-huh.
Are we just not open to what other people are like, and that they sometimes I wonder if my that hypochondriac paranoid voice in the back of my head, if people don't normally have that, so that you're not always worried about, oh my gosh, I left my kids cooking in my back seat, those are the thoughts that would be going through my mind all the time if I had children. So I just wonder if we're putting the way that our brain works on other people. And that's not an excuse. It's just trying to somehow understand how you forget about your children.
So one of the toughest things for me to get used to in life is to accept the fact that not everyone thinks like I do, right? Like the thoughts that we have aren't necessarily the thoughts that everyone has. In this case, hell no.
Yeah.
Once you have a kid, it's inexcusable not to make that kid your number one, two, and three priority. Any parent who leaves their kid in a car for over an hour should be charged with a crime. And if those kids die, you ought to be charged with kid slaughter.
There's also something about how bad it is. Do you know what I'm saying? Like it is so bad. It's such a absolutely terrible way to go for it. You know what I'm saying? Oh. That it's just, I don't think that should be glossed over. That mm-hmm. should be a part of how badly these people are punished. You didn't look away for a second and your kid walked out into traffic,
right?
And or you know, whatever it was, your actions led to probably one of the worst case scenarios when it comes to death possible. And I don't think that should be lost on the argument that even if it was an accident, it was so bad for them, you've got to go to prison for the rest of your life.
No question. 727-579-1025. What's up, Lori?
Hi, how are you guys this afternoon?
Just doing lovely, thank you. How's your day, dear?
It was great until we brought up this conversation.
Oh, this is so sad.
It is sad.
That's all right.
Sorry.
It happens.
Sad world.
You know, and it stinks. I was a single parent in the United States Army. Now, that's pressure.
Yeah.
And I never once forgot my child was in the back of the car.
Yeah, I just don't think good parents do that, right?
You don't. And two, don't you talk to the kids while you've got them in the car on your way to wherever?
20 months old, yeah.
20 months old, they're not normally quiet.
No. No, they're
and
definitely
two of
not.
Them side by side?
And you forgot them
how
both.
The heck? Yeah, to me, it seems like a convenient way to stop being a parent if it turns out to be a lot harder than you anticipated.
Yeah, I hope there wasn't malice involved here, just neglect, but...
Oh, and so for 9 hours, that the other thing is that for 9 hours in the busiest day on earth with real bad problems going on at work, not one time you didn't just have a thought of, I didn't go to the daycare this morning.
Right.
Not one time you don't just have those thoughts in your, don't you think about your kids all day when you're a parent?
Yes.
In some form or fashion?
Yes.
And they just go, oh, I didn't go by the daycare this morning.
Right. That firefighter, it was a change in their routine. I believe his wife usually took the kids, but he did that day. That's all the more reason to go, I broke my routine today. I broke my routine today. I've got the kids. Hell, right now, go look in your parking lot to see if your car has your kids in it.
Yeah.
The life you save could be your kid. What's up, Heather?
Hi, Jim. So I own a child care facility in the state of Florida, and the state has us have our parents twice a year sign a form. It's called it a distracted driving form, asking that they leave their phones in the back seat.
Oh my gosh!
Wow, I mean that's a good ass way to make sure your parents are taking care of their kids, right?
I don't know. I'm a mom of five children, and I've never once forgotten my child in the vehicle.
Well, that's good.
So I do think that it would be okay to charge them with child neglect.
100%. Thank you, dear.
And that fact, that's a real thing. So daycare say, hey, put your phone in your back seat because you care about your phone.
Right.
Let your care for your phone somehow get you to not kill your kids.
I don't know if it's a legal thing, but this Volkswagen I have now and the last Volkswagen I had, when you shut off your engine, it says, please do not forget your cell phone. I think they want to say, please do not forget your child, but for some legal reason, maybe they're not allowed to say that.
Crazy.
But maybe every car should just say, please do not forget that there's a kid in your back seat.
I think there should almost be something else, something where it... Or you're punished. Like if it wasn't for technology, you would have left your kid in the car. There should be something where you're electrocuted or something.
Yeah,
I don't know how that works.
Like a little zzz.
Something. I'm working through the technology.
All right, Matt, Jay, Aaron, J Dubs, everybody, hang on. John also has audio of somebody yelling at George Bush, which is pretty intense, and we'll get to that next on Drew Garabo Live. Look, football is back, and on Sunday, you're probably going to spend at least 6 hours on the couch watching football. I know I do. So if your fitness goals need a little kick in the punt, get to Crunch. They'll get you there. Crunch Fitness, where memberships start as low as $9.99 a month. No judgments, no long-term contracts. 16 Bay Area locations, over $1 million of shiny new equipment, world-famous group fitness classes, small group and personal training, tanning, hydromassage, so much more. If you're going to be consuming a lot of calories on football Sunday, burn a lot of calories on football Sunday. Try Crunch today with a free 3-day pass and automatically enter for a chance to win a free 1-year membership. Join now at crunch.com. Use code RADIO to enroll for just $1 and get a free t-shirt. Offer ends September 30th, and you can tell them Drew sent you.
It's Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.